done real well. You thought of a lot of things that are common that I couldn't think of last night.
Wow, you're right.
And so then when she says the question, I remember what she's driving at, but I didn't think of it when she asked me. Just such simple things sometimes. It just wouldn't come to me.
Okay. I'm way
there.
Not as many
more. Oh!
It won't take that long.
That is scanned me to death.
Well, did you think there was any difference between dressing up and prepping?
Well, not too much. I think prepping people save a lot of time in the makeup.
Okay. What would you carry your money in?
I carry mine in a pocketbook and a wallet.
Okay. Would you have any other terms for a pocketbook? Anything else you might call it?
Please.
Around your neck you have a
chain.
Okay.
A necklace.
Okay. And men might use what to hold their pants up?
Across the shoulders.
Okay. And if it's raining outside to keep the rain off, you might use a
umbrella.
When you make up a bed, the covering that goes on the outside is called
spread.
And when you go to bed, you rest your head on a
pillow.
What would you call a large pillow that might go all the way across the bed?
Both.
If something doesn't go only part way across, you might say it goes, if it goes more than part way, you might say it goes
halfway.
Or more than that. Would you ever say it goes clean across or it goes clear across?
No, I don't think so.
How would you say that?
I'd say it just doesn't go across the bed at all.
Well, this is if it does go all the way.
Oh, I'd say it does. Well, I'd say it's a boast, and it would mean that it would go all the way across.
Okay. What would you call a covering on a bed that might be made out of a patchwork?
Quilt.
Okay. Are there any different terms, any different kinds of quilts?
It's a comfort. A comfort, some people call.
Is that the same as a quilt?
Well, I'm not to my way of saying a quilt is a skin thing. It's a patchwork. With a very thin line and inner line. And a quilt is a puffy thing.
Okay.
I mean, a puffy is a puffy thing.
Oh, okay. If there are several people staying in your house and you don't have enough beds, someone might sleep on the floor, what would you call the bed that's made on the floor?
A pad.
Would you have any other name for it?
Well, I haven't had that experience.
I know a lot of times when we had large families to get together,
a
child
bed.
No, this is just a bed made out on the floor. You put your blankets and things on the floor. And you might say the children are going to sleep on it.
Well, I don't know.
Pallet. Have you ever
a
pallet?
Yes, I put a pallet. But I just
Do you have any terms for different kinds of arable land?
A what?
Arable land. This is a farm term. You might not be familiar.
No.
Okay. Is there a term you might use for swampy land?
Swampy